Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here are your hosts, Steve Blair and Chris Miles.
Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show for and for the fans. I'm your co-host Steve, alongside my Bleed Blue partner in crime, Chris. We'll be breaking down the New York Giants, the NFL, the Bleed Blue way. 929-477-4171 is the call number to the Bleed Blue Show. Press the number one button on your touchtone phone if you want to be live on the air for any questions or comments. You can also listen or call into the Bleed Blue Show via the Skype. Also follow the show on Twitter at the Bleed Blue Show, myself at SB First Amendment. Also, you can join the conversation via the text message or email from your cell phone, tablet, personal computer for scores, news updates, transactions, and up-to-the-minute links to the future broadcast. Hashtag the Bleed Blue Show chat line, also known as the Blue Line. Send an email request to thebleedblueshow@gmail.com. So we're going to get into it as far as New York football Giants. We're going to get into the game yesterday with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Call in number 929-477-4171. We're going to have a lot of discussions about what we saw last night. Without further ado, I'm going to bring in a call real quick. Hey, what's going on, Shakes?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's good? What's going on, man? How you doing? What's your thoughts on that game last night, brother?
I got a lot of thoughts on the game, man. It's whatever y'all want to talk about. Who else on, though?
It's just us right now. We just got on. My thing is, you know, I got a lot of thoughts too, man. You know, I thought outside of the Jennings run, that shit was a joke. But other than that, you know, the first stringers, man, I think they're really trying to work on the run. But, man, you know, outside of that big gallop by Jennings, man, that was some good blocks on that play. But outside of that, to me, I don't like it. Thus far, you know, they got to kind of fine-tune that up. What about you? What's your thoughts?
All right. Two things about that real quick. The run with Jennings, I'm going to speak on that real quick. I'm very critical on Charles Brown. I do not like what I see out of Charles Brown at all, man. But I'm gonna say this, though, about him, man. That long run.
He had a good block.
A lot of the credit was due to Mosley putting Timmons on his butt. I'm trying to be a little sensitive here. You know, I'm used to the shakedown and everything. But
No. Feel free, brother. Feel free. Hold no holds bar. You ain't gotta do what you do.
No doubt. But Mosley put Timmons on his ass for real.
Sure.
But what I did notice about that though, man, if you really took keen look to it, man,
yep.
If it wasn't for Charles Brown blocking Hayward,
yep.
That's what sprung it. Because if that wasn't the case, Hayward would have probably tackled him and Jennings probably would have got like, you know, 10 or 11 yards. He would have got a big game, but with that block that Charles Brown threw on Hayward, it sprung him there for that 74 yards. So I give credit where it's due. But besides that, it didn't look too good. And he made the whole offensive line look bad.
Yeah.
And the offensive line, to me, looked serviceable.
Mm-hmm. Yo, now on that play, I'm glad you said that because I saw the same exact thing. Because on that run, Mosley, he pulled his guard position, came up and hit Timmons, and Charles Brown came down, and he just took out that dude totally out of the play.
Exactly.
Hayward.
Yep.
And that's how Jennings got to the second level and just outran the safety. So we saw the same thing. So I was going to give credit to Brown on that, too. I saw that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, your line is open, man.
Yeah, I hear you. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
So much,
what's
man?
Going on, Chris?
Hey, man, you know, I was listening to y'all. And I'm glad that play happened.
It was a great play. That was
you,
a play of the day.
I learned nothing. I learned nothing yesterday. I didn't get the feeling offensively that anything is in the queue, as they say. I don't know. I didn't, it's funny because I normally I got a lot to say, but I didn't get anything out of that. The entire four quarters, nothing. I don't know. So, if you, you know, what I'm basically doing with right now is I'm listening to y'all. I don't really have nothing to add. You know,
Hey, Shakes, I'm going to bring in J-Rock onto the to the line, too. I'm going to bring J-Rock in. J-Rock, what's going on, man? How you doing?
J-Rock, man. You got something bad because I ain't got nothing for you, bro.
What's going on? What's going on?
No, man, how you doing, man?
What's chilling, good, man? J-Rock?
Chilling. Oh, the Shakes?
Yeah, you know, I'm here.
All right, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Yeah, man, I saw that same block you did, Shakes. That was the second block I saw. That was the key block in that run, man. Because like you said, it would have probably went for 11 or 12 without that block. But because of that block, he took it to the house.
Yep. So I give it to him. But again, man, he struggled a lot. And you know what, man? Well, you know, what I also noticed about that line, man, Walton didn't get a lot of push, man.
No!
He did.
Hell no.
He did.
I like what I've seen out of Mosley. Pugh ain't do too bad neither. Schwartz looked like he's still hurt. And Brown is just terrible.
But yeah, I mean, to elaborate what Chris was saying, yeah, the offense is real vanilla, man. They not showing nothing. McAdoo is like keeping everything under wraps, man. We're playing real basic offense.
That's by design, y'all?
Because it looked like Gilbride.
That's why I ain't getting worried about it. I think that they want to see what this run game got with Eli.
Yep.
And you know what? You know what I think that is? Because if you look at it, really, you go back to the game, man, and the whole time Eli was in, that's all he did, run the ball. As soon as Nassif go in, now he's passing it. He's running, he's passing. You see what I'm saying? It was a little bit more balanced with Nassif because – why? We know we got an Eli. We don't know what the fuck we got in. Oh, excuse me. But we don't know what we got in Nelson.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So, but my thing is, though, you know, it is a new offense, man. So what I want to see is, all right, maybe if that happens again next game, I won't be surprised. But the third, week three of preseason, week four of preseason, the last game, I need to see Eli throw.
Yeah.
Yes. I call someone.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Who was that receiver, man, that caught that touchdown from NASA to win the game?
Oh, Corey.
That's and that crazy. Wasn't NASA, that was Painter.
That was Painter.
I'm sorry. Who was that?
Yeah, and that was Washington. Washington needs to. I think he's solidified his spot.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd he come from? Because I don't have nothing on the guy. Nothing.
Came
Newberry.
From Newberry.
It's
Newberry
in South Carolina. What the hell is Newberry College? South Carolina.
The fuck! I ain't never heard of no shit like that.
Me neither.
Okay.
J-Rock is from South Carolina, and he ain't heard of it. So there you go.
So in your opinion, where does he rise at? Does he kick anybody around on the depth chart anywhere?
Yeah.
Where? Yeah. I think he kicked Mario Manningham off, man.
I think
that he kicks Mario Manningham off.
That's what I've been saying.
Manningham
looks slow.
We needed a tall, rangy receiver, a rangy one. Not just a tall one, a rangy one for a long fucking time. And this kid, I hadn't even heard of. I didn't even know where he came from.
I'm not going to give it to him real quick right now, but it's between him and Marcus Sue Paris.
Yeah.
It's between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I don't know, man. If Harris can show me something, I think both of them might make. I'm trying to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to tell you the truth. The thing about Washington is, yo, that end zone, that stage route, yeah, I was speaking of Rock, J-Rock earlier about this. Yo, that, people don't say how difficult that play is, dude. Like, my man had to fight off the defender and make sure they caught the ball in a limited amount of space where he had to keep his feet in bounds.
That was a great play.
That's right. I was impressed with that. Yeah.
That was a great play.
It was, man. Anyway, I'm liking this kid so far. I don't know nothing about him, but if he is the truth, then maybe we got something. I don't know, man, what to say, man. Look, I'm just totally frustrated by the whole effort, man, all right? Straight up.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't learn nothing. Nothing excited me. It looked like freaking Gilbride came back to coach the offense. It looked like, it just looked like, how do I put this? Shit. You know?
That's what it does.
You know? And I was kind of disappointed. You know, I'm always happy with a G-Man blue win, you know? Especially over that squad. But, come on, man. Tell me something.
Yeah, I mean, I was more disappointed. They didn't give Eli enough, some more chances to throw. He only had two attempts, and he didn't connect on any of them.
Yeah, but I appreciate the fact that you're trying to coach Nassib up a little bit, or whoever that was. I think it was Nassib. You know, I like that. Maybe that's some leadership that we need to see later on. I don't know what the fuck. All I know is I didn't learn anything. You know, it's kind of banged up, man. When you wait all week for your squad, and you know, you're excited about the possibilities of what may be there. You know, you're really hyped about what can be. You know, achieved with all these new cats and the new chemistry and all this, and then you see that shit, you know, which is a big scrimmage. You know, I didn't like none of it.
Yeah, but here's my thoughts, man, on that first series, man, because you know this is what I want to see with the team, man. You got to at least convert on third down, man. None of this three and outs no more, man. Because I remember that first series, we was in the 3-2, the third down and two.
Yeah.
He rolled to the right. And, I mean, at least he threw the ball away. He ain't throwing no interception. At least he didn't throw a pick. I give him that. But, yo, where's the protection? Where's the receivers?
Oh, man. I know.
But Sean Spence from the Steelers came untouched. You know, you got to block that. What was the pickup?
What pickup?
Exactly.
It was horrid, man. So I hope they really, really putting their pen to paper this time. Maybe they watching this shit instead of Steve Harvey movies or something. Because look, this shit here, that was ratchet, bro. I need to see more. I need to see more. I need to see Eli's. That's what I really need to see. I want to see the passing game, which I didn't get. NASA ain't starting this year, okay? Unless Eli go down. I'm not interested in him.
Yeah.
I want to see what Eli's learned from this new cat after being in the league 10 years or whatever. I want to see what he got. I want to see what came out of the film. I want to see what came out of camp. I want to see what came out of review and the playbook and going over the shit over and over and over with all these receivers. I want to know what's new. I want to see Beckham. What the fuck he's sitting there for? You know, I want to know what's up. You know, I didn't get none of that shit. I'm glad I didn't pay tickets for that bitch.
Man, you sound angry, Chris. Come on, man.
Angry. Just to be like, man.
Tell him why you mad.
Son.
And what's Cruz doing suiting up, man, if he ain't going to fucking play?
True. That's what I was saying last night.
True.
I was like, was he even out there? Was he even out there?
He was there.
Who y'all talking about? Cruz. Yeah, he spent most of his time talking to one of the linemen, man. He did. He honestly did. He spent a good part of the game sitting there with the linemen and shit, just bullshitting. I was like, please, man. What are we doing? What are y'all doing?
It just came across that, man, they were just trying to hammer down that run, but I kind of want to see some passes here and there, but I think that was by design, man.
Hey, explain that penalty. I mean, that touchdown, too, man. What happened? Let me see what happened. I think it was NASA. They said he threw his what's happened? What the hell happened? I'm trying to get my memory, man. You know, this will happen.
The backward pass.
That backward shit. Yeah, what was that?
Oh, to them. Okay.
What? Gotcha.
The ladder was it. The ladder.
Man, they lucky this a preseason game. That could have been ugly.
Oh, yeah.
You learn from your mistakes, you know what I mean? This is the time to make those type of mistakes.
You're right.
So, yeah, that good.
That was a whole Giants offense, though. Nobody ran after the ball. They thought it was.
Oh, and I really blame Cox for that, man.
Pittsburgh was like, no, that ball's still lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I blame Cox for that because he just let it go. I mean, he set a court and he didn't catch it. You know what I'm saying? And then he just went, like, you know what I mean? He's upset he didn't catch the ball. And then they running over, you know what I mean, to the end zone.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Cox. Like, get your head in the game, bro.
His job on the line, too. He know better. Well, you don't have a job. Sorry.
can I talk about something real quick? I know it's a topic that I talk about a lot, but.
Wait, hold up, Shay. I'm going to let you talk. I think I'm going to bring your men's into the line. I think this is Friday, Black Friday, right? Hold on. Let's see. Black.
Ew.
Yep, this is Black. What up, Black?
Good.
Black.
What up, good, son?
What up?
Much, man.
Right. Bleed Blue. What's good, though?
Man, chillin', man. We just, you know, taking all our thoughts about last night's, whatever you want to call it.
All right. What y'all on right now?
Shakes was about to make a point.
Okay, go ahead,
bro. I could go on this guy. I know I talk about him a lot, but what the hell is going on with this coon shit? Yo, hold on, man. Wait a minute. Did he really get credited for that sack when it was really
Jeff?
He did. I saw the stat sheet. He did.
What's that?
Bro.
I don't remember.
I mean... Dude, the dude fell into him. You know what I'm saying? Demps got him, and he fell, and all he did was just complete the play. I mean,
yeah, he
should have
got a half.
Right, that's a half a sack.
That is a half a sack, man. Look, like I said before, I'm glad this is a motherfucking preseason game, man, because if it wasn't, heads would be rolling. And shit would be ugly. I think I spoke it. That's about it. That's all I got to say, fellas. I was disappointed, man. I'm just totally disappointed. Look, man, I can't beat this drum enough. You got to show us something else, man. If somebody be excited about your product, at least give us a fucking taste.
Family? What I think is happening is we're seeing installations right before our eyes. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they installed the whole offense shit. Because if you look at it, the first stage, they were doing a short pass, and look at the reps. The person that got the majority of the reps was Nassif.
Yeah.
And all we saw now, I'm thinking, is the run installation.
Mm-hmm.
Live action.
Well, I hope so. Because,
what you guys thought about the defense?
Yeah, he got two attempts, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Nassif got 21, Payne got 7.
Yeah.
Look at it. It's all in front of you.
So what's your pick about defensively, man? Defensively, what you looking at? What y'all see?
Yo, let me say something about that first real quick, man. Them dudes gave up a lot of yards and chunks, man.
Yeah, they are.
Like, even from the first play where Hank is with the missed tackle in the backfield, then Le'Veon Bell went for, like, 9 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, can I speak about that play before you go on back? Please, let me speak on that play. Yo, this dude, Big Hank, yo, he made such a wonderful, unbelievable move to get in the backfield.
And blue tackle.
I couldn't believe the move that he made on. And I think it was Pouncey. It was Pouncey at that. You know what I'm saying? Made a move. And supposed to have stopped it, 3-4 yards in the backfield?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you don't make that tackle, Big Hank,
you got to make that play, man.
Are you kidding?
It was a good move. You're right, Shakes. You're right.
Yeah.
He went for 9 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a blown tackle.
To move. Yo, I had to rewind it and check it out again because I'm like, damn, this dude had the penalty? And it was, he did it consistently. When he just went through the blocker and he is good with disengagement. And I didn't know that about Big Hank.
Yeah, he got hand work, man. He got hand work, boy. Hank got hand work. Yo, Bromley was showing some hand work, too.
Oh,
I was looking
my
at Bromley.
Gosh,
I was at Bromley on DE. I was like, oh,
yo,
man.
Yo, I was so impressed with Bromley. So
yeah,
impressed.
Yeah,
wow.
Bromley shut out, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yo, give it up for Stanton to win again. They was showing pressure.
Nah. I mean, give it up for him. Give him some love. But really, yo, give Daquan Williams the love. Give Spencer Pacinger that love. And give DeMontre Moore that love because they dominated yesterday. Dominated.
They did.
Yo, guys, what happened on that Dre Archer play?
That was Williams. I think that was Williams.
Yo, no. You know what it was, yo? It was some cheating stuff going on there, man. Y'all gotta, please, somebody go back to that play. Yo, seriously, that was cheating,
was
yo. No, listen to me, Black. Listen to me. The blocker, the offensive lineman, I forget his name. I think I wrote it down, man. Somewhere. Give it some on the shake or something, but it was a blocker, and he fell. Nobody touched him. Nobody blocked him. He just dove on the floor and got in Rose's way, Williams' way, and it was another guy's way, and they could not make the tackle on Archer. That's what sprung it. It was some cheating stuff going on.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying, man. Go back, man. I'm telling you. You're looking at that offensive lineman that blocked him. It was like Casper blocked him or threw him in the, like, why is you diving like that?
Nah, he took roll down, but he didn't take Williams down. Williams just got caught on direction.
No.
Cut that little dude made, Williams had
play,
to bend
man.
Backwards.
That's a dangerous play, like, they could have got hurt.
He had to bend backwards, like, oh, my God. That kid made a cut, I was like, God damn, what kind of angle was that?
Mm.
Oh, that nigga's fast, though. I ain't gonna lie, boy. That boy fat. But yeah, man, that was cheating though, man. He should have got caught. Cause he had three people that should have caught right there. And because this guy's phantomly diving for no apparent reason.
Yeah, that was a chop. That was definitely a chop block.
Yeah. Come on, man. That was cheating. That was so dangerous, man.
But what covers were they in though initially? Because when I saw him lined up, I didn't see nobody lined up on Archer.
Mm-mm.
I saw Thurman on Moore.
I don't know.
I think it was Antrell. Antrell had him, I mean, you know, because he was on the strong side. So he was covering whatever was free, but they threw a pick. It was like a pick, like with a bubble on it.
Well, I thought Archer was lined up on the outside, right? As a wide receiver?
Yeah, wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Rose Free Man.
Yeah, that's not a good. That wasn't a good matchup. You can't catch for it, too.
I mean, Rose was there, but like Shake said, he got taken out. He got chopped. He did get chopped.
No.
Then Williams had to
do
the Gumby.
And I'm glad that they didn't try to try to make a play, you know what I mean, and end up hurt. And we sitting here like, yo. Right, you know what I mean? This dude should be fine for that, man.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Chris, what's your thoughts on that?
I watched that play over and over. I'm like, what is this guy doing?
I didn't think nothing of it. I was like kind of unimpressed going through the motions, man. Part of me knew that they were pretty much testing or trying to feel themselves through the I'm talking about the coaches here, trying to feel themselves through who was going to do what the strength is. The evaluation process, but the other part of me was like, look, I'm a fan too, goddammit. Show me something, you know.
And the guy, it was number 66 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. If y'all go back and watch it again, look at that play and look at number 66. Y'all will die laughing. Like, what is this guy doing?
What play was this, homie?
I'm sorry, man.
That was the G three Archer play, three that, Archer screen.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, even that, with that run. Said, though, guys, you I mean, do you think, you know, giving up 9 yards, 8 yards, 46, and 5 on back-to-back-to-back-to-back plays, does that, you know, with our first stringers, does that, like, what the hell? Does that bother y'all? I mean, that pissed me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look a little weaker.
They do. They do. They don't look, they look definitive, man. Like, you know, they're not really, like, they scared to execute or something. I don't know what
it is. I was looking for a 3-and-out. Nah. They didn't get no 3-and-outs in the first.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna be straight honest with. The refs actually had the culture of that game twisted because there was so many stops in that game from them flags, man. They really are upset about that the Denver Bronco getting their ass whooped like that. Because I'm telling you, they was flagging for some shit. I was like, damn, he turned his head and everything. You still flagged him? Like, damn.
Yeah, I thought Rusev was going to come out on the field or something. There was so many flags.
Word up. I'm telling you right now. It was flag day, man. It was flag day. It was crazy.
Yeah, man. I mean, they held them to 3, but still, I mean, that's still kind of like, you know, to me, man, you got to make a more statement on defense.
Wait.
Let me be totally honest with you. They wouldn't have never scored. I think if we had Beeson out there, I don't think they would have never scored.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's another thing.
They were looking good out there, man.
There was some weird shit going on. Like
Devon Kennard, Spencer Paschinger, they all showed me something at linebacker.
Yeah.
Even McClain did something, but I wasn't overly impressed with McClain.
Nah, he filled in the role. Herslick was damn good with the third stringers, didn't he?
I seen him give up a play, though, man, but he looked out.
But the Walter Thurman, you know, I like that defense he had on Lance Moore when they tried to throw the fade route, you know, in the first quarter to him. You know, Thurman, that's a key pickup, man. It shows right there.
Yeah.
Key pickup.
Now, let me ask a question. Now, that kid, Mark Harris, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got a long look yesterday. You know, he was on the field a long goddamn time. He must have been on the field 20 fucking plays, at least.
Okay.
Do you remember him catching anything? Because I don't.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't tell.
Nah, I don't remember him catching
anything. I don't. See, and
one pass to him, and it should have been a pass interference. That was
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like all this uncertainty, man. I hope they got something. I hope they hold him back. I hope they got some.
They were running a lot, man. They were really running that ball a lot, man.
You know, I see
they're trying to make a statement about that.
I think they're trying to install that part of the offense. You know, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I saw two plays. They had like two tight end sets. You know, they had the kid Davis and they had Robinson on the field together. Once they was lined up one side, and, you know, I'm like looking at this. I'm like, what y'all doing? I didn't know what they were doing really, but I said
but
to
the
myself,
Titans block better this game. They block better this game.
But I don't know what's up, man. I can't even comment on this one, man. That was a downer for me, man. So fuck it, man. I went ahead and found me some woman, man. Fuck that. I'm gonna deal with that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
But even about the running the ball, man, I've been saying that for a couple of weeks now. Like, Rashad Jennings, man, he loves running to the left, man. On that touchdown, man, he runs left, but he cuts back right. But when he hits that line, he always runs to the left. And I think our line is effective when you run to the left side of that line, man, for some reason, man. Like, even the Hall of Fame game, that, you run right, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Yo, but I ain't going front. The right guard sealed that hole. It was Brandon Mosley.
But he pulled left, though. But you're right.
The right guard sealed that hole. The hole that was open was Brandon Mosley.
Yeah, that you're correct, but he pulled left, though.
He pulled. And that's when he smacked Lawrence Timmons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But again, you gotta give credit to Brown on that play too.
That was a good block by Brown.
Yeah,
on Hayward.
Man. He killed off Hayward.
That was the only good play you had.
The only one.
That was the only good play.
You made it count, though.
I will agree with you on that one, Jay Brown.
Hey, it was a touchdown. I gotta give him that. It was a touchdown.
He looked good. He looked good on the run. You know what I mean? But passing, man, he's so suspect, you know. Pass blocking, he's suspect as hell. But run blocking, he all right.
Now, yo, on the third series, yo, what happened on offense? Because, like, I was watching it on the NFL Network, but they were still in commercials. When they got back to the game, they were 2nd and 18. What happened on first down on the third series? Anybody know? Because I didn't see what happened. They didn't show it on TV.
I don't remember what play you referring to.
The drive.
Who was in? Was it
Nassib
or Eli?
No, it was Eli. It was the third series on offense. Because when they came back from commercial break, they were 2nd and 18. I'm like, what happened on first down?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They didn't show it.
I didn't see it.
Wasn't that the
play? Was that the play where he got sacked?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know because they didn't show all of that.
No, I was asking Black because I think Black saying it or Jay Rock. I think that was a play he got sacked. Eli had got sacked because they ran it. No, because they ran it on first down.
I think it was the flag, man.
Yeah,
the flag
yeah,
that Schwartz was holding.
Flag.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
okay,
it was
so
flag because actually, what's homeboy named Williams? Actually, he ran for like, I think it was like 16.
Yeah, they brought it back because
Schwartz was
I
holding.
I was like, ooh, somebody threw a good block on that play too. And yeah, they called it back on
Schwartz. You know
Schwartz.
Who threw the block? It was Larry Donnell.
Yep.
Stop lying. Larry Donnell ain't throwing no block.
Yo, he was the H-back. Yes, it was.
Last time that shelled it off, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, J-Rod. That was on the fourth series when Dre Williams ran for like 16 and got called for holding for Schwartz. That was the next series, though. I was talking about the one they were in the end zone.
Yeah, see, that was that sack, yo. That
okay,
was
it was a
sack.
I didn't see the sack. Okay. So that may have been that.
What
y'all thought about JPP's performance yesterday?
It was Jarvis Jones that made the sack.
JPP?
Yeah.
He was all right. I mean, he was getting some pressure, but he ain't do nothing spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like what I said about JPP. I think he was stuffing the run. I seen him on one play make a nice hustle play. Now, I will say this about the play. He over-pursued the screen and he made his way back into making a tackle, but, you know, the dude already got about, like, 9 yards out of it.
You're talking about Mark Wheaton,
right? Hustle. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the hustle of, you know what I mean, he over-pursued the play and still made it back to, you know what I mean, make the tackle. That was impressive to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a lot out of JPP, especially stopping the run, because if it wasn't for him, man, we would have been a little bit suspect with that run because, I'm going to tell y'all right now, man, Jenkins did not look impressive at all yesterday. And if you go back and you really study film like I did, man, he was being tossed around the whole time.
Yeah. I saw that play, too, with Mark Wheaton on the interim. Yeah, he got sucked in, but he came back. He hustled down there and caught him. But, yeah, he got sucked in on that play.
It was the end around. He over-pursued on that. Yep, that was it.
But look, I want to see JPP get some pressure on the quarterback, man.
He had one, though. I saw one.
Yo,
on Gronkowski.
He smacked the shit out of. I was like, oh, my gosh, is he dead?
He had a pressure on Gronkowski, but they had a penalty on that play on Prince.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holding, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like illegal contact.
And that's another thing, yo. And that's another thing that I want to really say, man, is a lot of people are down on Hosey. And the thing about it is this whole new shit that they calling with these penalties and you can't really be too grabby is not too good for Hosey because that's what he is. He's physical, man. He plays like that. He plays, he gives you fits. As a wide receiver, because he's so
grabby. The thing I like about the kid is he's always there, but he lacks technique, man. He got to turn. He got to open his hips. He got to turn around and play the ball.
Yeah, because he can't always just be scrapping and grabbing. That's what he relies on. It's just, you know, staying in contact with the receiver, and it's going to be trouble for him.
Yeah, he got to turn his head around. That's when all that is justified. When you make a play on the ball, you can't just be grabbing people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So what y'all want to see next week, man? Because this week is already done, bro.
I want to see JP get a sack, man. That's what I want to see.
Word.
2-3 sacks before the preseason over. Something, man.
Yeah.
Still not looking good to me, man. All this run stuff is good, but I want this dude to pressure the quarterback the whole time he's in there.
Yo.
He's not doing that to me.
I want to see a salsa dance. That's what I want to see.
Has Cruz even caught a ball?
From Eli.
I don't think Cruz has caught a ball yet.
They ain't used him. Over time, that first team, you ain't see Randall catch or get a ball thrown to him until Nassib came in the game.
Cruz is out there blocking. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, blocking and looking good doing it, too, may I add.
What you want to see, Steve?
Wow. I want to see a couple passes. Can I get a couple? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like
you,
the run.
You got it on the third string.
I mean, on the first string, though. First. I want to see on the first string, man. I want to see them get involved with Cruz, man. Just a little bit. See how he operates in this offense. Just a little something.
Hey, look, I know what the report said, but why are they holding Beckham back all, you know, complete? You know? Why are you doing that?
The hamstring, huh?
Yeah.
They don't want that shit to linger. Miles Austin.
Feel a minute. You know what I'm saying? Give me two series, shit.
Miles, no hands, St. Austin. That's the perfect example for you, bitch.
Miles Austin?
Who want to rest this kid?
Miles, no hamstring.
Nah, man, it's got to be more. You know what?
Can rush them things, dog. You can't do it, y'all. Can't do it. Ask Clay Matthews, y'all.
Ask
Miles off.
Ask a bunch of players.
Yeah, man. Ask them all. Ask Hosey last year. You know what I mean? Ask Aaron Ross. Ask Yo, these injuries linger. Let him heal. Let him heal.
I just want a series, bro. Series. Give me one.
It's coming. I think it's soon coming, man. Just
give me
that.
So what other D linemen impressed you guys, like in the first half in particular? Any other D linemen that you like?
Yo, Kiwi had a pretty decent game, man.
I like what he's been doing the past two preseason games.
Yeah, I saw Robert Ayers in the backfield for a little minute. Then I saw Jay Brown with his thing.
No, let me throw a nugget on that Ayers shit. Yo, they had Ayers. They threw him in the first team defense too. They threw him in that defensive tackle. Didn't look too good. But when he was with the second team, he was at the end. That's when he was causing pressure. I don't know, that whole experiment with him throwing him at defensive tackle is not working. Because I see him getting tossed around every time he was in that position. He's just not strong enough to battle with guards.
That's not his game.
I see.
Look, Q made a good play on that pressure.
Terrible at defensive tackle. Terrible, man. I was like, no. But when they threw Bromley in, Bromley was like, hey, man, this is how you do it. Tossing guys and getting pressure, stuffing the run. I mean, Brownie was doing it, man.
What about your boy Coon?
Oh.
You trying to cause a riot? You trying to cause a riot in this room.
Oh, man.
Yo, what's up with Andre Williams' run?
Which one?
Hmm?
Wait a minute, hold up.
DeAndre Williams one, which one?
The one you was talking about, man. Not Mike Mitchell. The Steelers popped his helmet.
Oh, the one when he knocked his helmet off?
No.
Safety?
Yeah, tell me about that shit.
Oh, that was nice, man. He really had nothing to work with on that run. For whatever reason, he got out, got his 8-9 yards, and Mike Mitchell tried to put the hit on him. He just knocked his helmet off.
No, what was crazy was they were giving mad props to the safety. And, oh, what a hard hit the safety did. I'm like, dang, man, Williams looked like he hit him more than he got hit.
Yeah.
Hey, I look like helmet to helmet to me.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Williams got up like everything with PC King. Like, everything was cool. That safety was like, what is happening? What just happened?
I like when I seen our warrior very strong, man, and determined runner. And got moves, too.
All right, well, that's the end of that. There wasn't nothing,
but
Steve.
I'm going to say this, though, man. I got a knock on Williams, though.
Okay.
I seen him on one play. He's supposed to pick up the blitz. I think they send a corner or they send a safety. It was somebody in the nickel slot, but they send that defensive back, and Williams ain't even look at the dude. And it was on his side. Like, it was on the side where he was supposed to pick it up. And he didn't even look at him. He just, I don't know what he was doing. But if y'all can go back and watch that again, yes, he whiffed on a. He didn't even whiff because he didn't even try. And that's what made Nassim throw the ball early. And you know Nassim not good when he under pressure.
J-Rod, what else are you saying on the game? I know you said you had a lot to say. What else you had to say about that game yesterday?
Yeah, I wanted to see a lot more from Eli, man.
Okay.
He disappointed me, man. But let me say something real quick. On I don't know if y'all watched other games on Saturday, but my man Aaron Donald. Yo,
on Friday.
Yeah.
On Friday, right?
Aaron Donald, man. That kid, crazy good. I'm mad because I wasn't an Aaron Donald fan, you know, before the draft. But after seeing him play against the Saints, that kid's pretty good, man.
Yeah, he is.
Well,
definitely the truth.
So who getting cut this week, man?
So what?
Y'all still there or what?
Yeah, we here.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I thought somebody was starting.
Besides Manningham, who else is getting cut this week?
At this point, Trenton Holiday.
Nah, he ain't going to
Trenton Holiday first before you cut him.
They should cut Charles Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Just let him go, man.
Oh, yeah.
He did not look right. Charles Brown just was not there, homie. I don't know what's up with that.
Charles Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They both need to be gone.
What about James on the muff punt?
That's your boy, Shake, Charles James, man.
Man.
Nah, you can't do that. Cut Trenton Holiday.
Don't cut no Charles James, but, man, don't put him in no motherfucking special teams no more. I mean, he does that, man. I don't know why, man, because in college, man, he was killing it on the kick return and punt return. But ever since he came in with us, man, that's all I see him. He just lacked concentration bringing the ball in because them boys is coming. He just lose focus, man.
You know, Jenkins struggled with the damn with the Steelers lineman, man. You know, he got
there, man. Jenkins, man, looks not good, man. Pushed around all over the place the whole time, man. I'm looking at Jenkins like, is that number 99? Am I seeing this right?
Yeah, really. Yeah. he got pushed around like a little bitch. he really did. Yeah, I was
getting
not
yards in chunks, man.
But going back to what y'all was saying earlier, I know what it was. I had that brain fart. But you know what it was? I was talking about Jay Bromley. Well, I was impressed by him a little bit, man. I like the way he kept sneaking into that backfield, man. You know, snuffed out one. I remember one run play he snuffed. And I remember. I can really get a whole read on. I know the Steelers have an offensive line problems, but I like the fact that he kept showing up in the backfield. And the same thing for the other cat too, Stanton. I like him too. Mm-hmm. You know, them and Coon, man. They pushing them offensive linemen. I like what's going on over there. But that's all right. I really ain't got no real beef with the defense so far, man. It's just the offense is a fucking mystery, man. You know,
run.
I don't get it. You know, and so I said that's why I'm disappointed, man. I thought I'd be all excited and pumped tonight. You know, yesterday when Steve and I was talking, we was like, okay, bet. You know, we're gonna go into the Steelers game. They're gonna kick some ass. They're gonna do this. They're gonna do that. And then we have a lot to mention tonight. But I didn't see shit. Sorry. Nothing impressed me except Bromley a little bit, you know. Robert Ayers a little. Jonathan Hankins a little. I really don't have nothing to say, bro. that wasn't the game to me. It was like these, you know, it was like... Yeah. It was like tag team fucking football, you know?
You didn't like the run game, Steve? I mean, Chris, you didn't like the run game?
Oh, well, yeah, I love that. But, see, I knew, the boys are going to show out anyway. That's one of the strengths of the team right there.
Yeah.
That's one of the strengths of the team right there. I'm not sure. It looks to me, now that you mention it, it looks to me that Cox is a little bit scared.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing that way anyway, you know? I think, you know, there was this one particular play that he started off to the left, went to his right, got caught at the line, wiggled away, then was lost again without nobody touching him. I'm like, damn, you know what you're doing? You know, I think he was a little surprised he didn't have no blocking. That is a problem if you're a running back. I understand that. But goddamn.
No, well, I noticed how Cox is. His vision ain't so good, man.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't think his field awareness is all that deep either, man. But I do know that they put, for some reason, they're holding back Hillis because they want to full strength against that tough Lions line and shit. Like, I get that. But overall, if you look at the running game for the Giants, man, I think we in good shape. We as good as anybody.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I kind of like Gaskins. I think what I've seen out of Gaskins yesterday,
yeah.
I kind of like Overcock.
I do too.
And Jordan had said that on our show, and I was like, ooh, that's interesting. And then I watched, and I said, oh, he's not too off on that.
What's he at? What's he from again, man? College.
I'm not sure what school he came from.
I thought it was Virginia College, but I can't remember. Gaskins.
I don't know.
I don't remember which school he came from.
He was picked.
How many running backs did we carry? We carry six, right?
Six. I mean, right now.
How many running backs we carry? Running backs, not fullbacks. Running backs.
Four. If we carry a fullback. Yeah.
So who leaves it? Cox, right?
Hmm.
Cause they ain't getting rid of Hillis, Jennings and Williams. They play solid. And it's what between Gaskins look like he out playing Cox to me, man.
Yeah, because I think Gaskins could play special teams, and Cox is not going to be used as a returner, so he might be the odd man out.
Yeah,
and Gaskins look like he does catch better too.
Yeah, he do. He's kind of impressing me.
Yeah, but
okay,
fellas,
how many wide receivers we carrying? Six, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So who's okay? So you're looking at Cruz, Jernigan.
Mm-hmm.
You so sure Jernigan got a spot?
Randall Beckham. Okay, after those four, Who else we carry?
You so sure that Jernigan has a spot here?
Say again?
You so sure that Jernigan has a spot?
I think he has a spot. Oh, I think he's going to keep that spot. I really do. I think he got something that we don't see because they hold it back on his ass. I don't know. I don't really have all the goddamn information, but I know Manningham got to go, man.
You know? I think it's 3 wide receiver slots open for these guys. Because you're not getting two spots, you're not getting Bradley spot, and you're not getting ODB. Everybody else is susceptible. So it's 3 spots that a lot of guys are fighting for.
Man.
We talk about Jernigan, we talk about Manningham, we talk about Williams, we talking about
Holiday.
Holiday, Harris, Tally. All these guys are fighting for 3 spots. 3.
Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one of those spots depends on if Holiday makes some noise in special teams. If Holiday makes some noise in special teams, then he might get one of those spots. Then you're down to two. Then you're down to like 4 people vying for 2 spots.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Actually, 5.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question real quick, all you guys on the line, man. I mean, we're talking about the first stringers, the run game. You guys really like the run game outside of this, the big touchdown run? Outside of that, you guys still in buying in the first string?
Not from this game, but from the potential it could be when we get into the mix. You know? I mean, sure, when you bring, because look, they trying to save Hillis. I know about that one already, so I feel good about the fact that at least if that's known, instead of you don't know what the fuck's going on. So when you got Rashard, you got Andre, you got Hillis, and I think you're gonna get Gaskin. Okay, I think that's a pretty solid fucking backfield right there. I like it, you know, and I think it could stack up. It's just as formidable as anybody else's, at least in our division. I mean, in our division, you got Shady, and that's it for that team. You got Morris on the other team, that's it for that team. And you got who gives a shit what you got on the bitches? But that's it. That's it. We got a more versatile, I should say, backfield. So that's it.
Nah, I kind of disagree with you, brother.
What I've seen today.
Other teams got other guys, bro. Eagles got Sproles.
Nah, the Eagles got Sproles.
Eagles got one goddamn player, and he gonna get hurt too.
They got Sproles, man. They got Sproles. And Sproles is better.
So
yeah.
And then
the Washington that went and got Lance Seastrunk, he has to change the pace back from Baylor. Now, I was watching it just before I got on here. The boy got jets on him. The boy knows how to run.
That's okay.
And all I got to say is that there's no sleeping because Alfred Morris is going to get the majority of the carries. Then you got Roy Helu, who was pretty damn good, too. So I don't agree with what you're saying.
And
my
the Cowboys got their dudes too.
Yeah.
Murray
and Randall.
Mm-hmm.
So what you saying that we can't stack up on everybody or we like
nah,
everybody?
I'm saying,
don't sleep on these other teams running backs. <That's what laughs>
I just so got your prejudice blue that I know that we stacked up enough.
It'd be nice if we had a change of pace back. You know what I'm saying? Due to the fact, unfortunately, David Wilson, the situation. But if we had a guy like LaMichael James, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It sure would.
It would be awesome.
Shit, that would be
happy. Hey, Chris.
He's sitting right there.
Can I play Matt Gaudu's lawyer for a second? Try to explain to you why he did and called the game he called?
Say that again, bro, because you broke up on me, man. Say it one more time.
One time. How about now? You hear me clear now?
Yeah, that's nice. Okay.
All right. I said, let me play Matt Gaudu's lawyer, bro. I want to break it down to where you kind of understand why he called the game he called. 3 reasons why I see why they did call the way they called. Number one, you know what we got in Eli. We don't need to test right now into that. We just want him to get, you know, in somewhat football ready state. So we don't need to see him throw much. I mean, well, we do need to see Nassib throw, and that's the reason why we've seen a lot of Nassib throwing once he got in. Number two, Charles Brown factor. Charles Brown is out there, bruh. He's out there. He's blocking the blind side of Eli. Do you really, really want to trust him passing with Charles Brown blocking his blind side?
Lord have mercy, no. Lord, that's why I'm praying that Will Beatty at least got some nuts on him.
It's a great thing that they didn't test that water. It's a great thing that they just want to run the goddamn ball, because I don't trust no damn Charles Brown. I'm glad that he did what they did, because that's what one of my worries is, he's going to get Eli killed.
Then why even play Eli then, if he's just going to be in there handing off the ball?
Good question.
Why just not let Nassib and Payne to play?
Nah,
why play him at all?
Practice on that too. He needs some practice on that too.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold up. Wait. Give me number three. Give me number three.
And number three.
Number three, they're installing the running back package of the offense. This is an installation you're watching.
They want to see what this run game got. Yeah, they want to see what this run game got. And McAdoo don't want to show too much of what he's going to do week one.
Nassib just worked on what they finished installing. He's working on it. That's why he got 21 reps. And then Curtis Painter played cleanup.
All right. Then I'm going to tell you what.
That's my three reasons why they run. Now, I definitely question why the hell Eli is still in the game in the second quarter, and all you're doing is running. I mean,
that's
it makes no sense to me. But, again, I'm glad that they did it that way instead of, you know, having him pass and doing five-step drops and not even looking to see what Charles Brown doing, and Charles Brown is just letting the guy, like he already did in one of those series, Jarvis Jones just come and sack him.
Okay, all right. You know what? I'm going to stop being so emotional, and I'll tell you what. I will give you all three of those points, Your Honor. Oh, all right? I'll give you that. But let me
ask you know
this.
What, though? Doug, that makes me think if they put Marcus Harris in there just to block to see if he could do that.
That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah, maybe.
Good point.
Maybe.
Because obviously maybe they already like what they've seen out of him catching and everything. Now they want to see if he can work with the first team and block, if he has to block in the run game. Yeah.
All right, let me ask another far-fetched question. This one is for everybody. You got to use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, last year, about this time, I was scared to death of what our secondary might not do. This year, I'm confident as a motherfucker what they can do. What do y'all feel about the contrast between what was going to happen last year compared to where we are right now? What differences do you see? What deficiencies do you see? What changes are most important, do you think, compared to what we was about last year?
The number one biggest change is aggressiveness.
What offense, defense, what overall team, or what?
You said the cornerback, right? You said the DBs, right?
Yeah, that was me. No, I was just saying that was for me. But I mean, what
okay.
do y'all? I mean, overall team. Overall, yeah. For me, it was a secondary. I like that, so I'm comfortable with it. And, you know, this was a part where last year, I looked at this shit and said, ain't no way we gonna win a game. We can't stop nobody. Now, I feel, you know, damn near 75% positive that, you know, I mean, the change difference from last year, from 13 to 14, is fucking enormous, man. We can stop anybody
gonna,
now.
This is going to be a shock of my answer.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
If y'all know anything about me, y'all going to laugh when I say it. These linebackers. I'm loving it like McDonald's, dude.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Well, explain yourself. All this shit I want to hear, too.
Man, these linebackers are playing. Kennard is playing. McClain is playing.
Yep.
Jaquan Williams and Kaysinger is playing. Even Herzlick is making plays out there.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to lie.
Whoa.
I got the point. He is playing. Yeah. Who getting cut?
Kaysinger.
Herzlick.
Kaysinger.
Herzlick, Dan Fox.
Dan Fox. I still ain't see too much out of your boy, J-Rock.
Yo,
yeah,
what
neither,
about
man.
This kid, Spencer, what's his name, Spencer Atkins? What's
Spencer
that?
Atkins. Keep on making plays, and he got a little...
Yo, did you see this kid? He looked like a rock, son.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Yeah, he is pretty big. No, you know what? Why we ain't mentioned the Donner J yet?
Yo,
yeah,
word, you right, son, because he was looking like a vet out there.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he had some wheels on him, too.
Where did he come from?
He
just started this week.
Who you talking
about?
Israel
Donaday.
From Chicago.
He's always been a solid player, though.
Yeah.
He just can't stick on one team, but he's always been a solid player.
Whoa. I mean, the way he was looking yesterday, it looked like nobody should have ever got rid of him.
Yep.
When he chased the quarterback down to Gradkowski.
Yeah, right? The way he was bending that motherfucking tackle.
No.
Like a
he
swing
made three impact plays that I've seen.
Yep.
And it wasn't like, okay, sparingly. It was like consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what? Part of the reason why sometimes training camp could be overrated. Dude just got on a team making plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have training camp.
Now you got to bring in football players, man. Got to bring in a goddamn football player. He's a football player, man. You know what I'm saying?
Do we got room for him?
Yeah. No, I mean, because we need some more veteran presence.
I agree.
We technically now got four if this kid stays. We got him. We got Kiwi. We got Jenkins. And we got,
DeMontre.
What's going to be named?
Patterson. Patterson's done, man.
He's not done.
Patterson is
Cut
done.
Out. Cut it out, man.
Nah. Come on. He hasn't played in two preseason games,
Everybody
man.
Needs to stop, yo.
That dude, he's old, man. He can't even get over that injury.
Did he really kill your dog, yo? What was
get
your
over
dog
that, when he gets
what
over
was
that injury, when he gets over that injury, which is which will be never.
What was the dog name that he ran over with his car? Because you really
what
are
has Peterson done
down
this preseason? What has Peterson done this preseason?
Who?
What?
What has Patterson done this preseason?
Nothing.
Nothing. He can't even get on the field.
Come on, dude.
There's a whole bunch of players like that, J-Rock. It's a whole bunch of them there. It's a whole bunch of them.
You might as well say cut Beeson. Because what has he done this preseason?
Yeah, I'm going to say Beeson, Grimble, Holiday.
Come on, man.
A bunch of them.
You can't compare Patterson and Beeson. Come on, stop that. Stop that.
Yeah, give me somebody else, man.
Stop that.
Yeah, so somebody else answer my question, man. Come on now.
Let me answer. The running backs, man. Because last year, after we lost Ahmad Bradshaw, then Andre Brown goes down.
Right.
And they was talking about, okay, Wilson's going to be the starter. I was like, nah, no, you can't do that. And then you saw what happened in preseason. We can barely run. Then you saw what happened in the regular season. So, yeah, I'm glad that we got that because I think these running backs that we got now are a lot better than what we had last year at this time.
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful.
Good, Steve. Well, as far as what? Oh, my point?
Yeah, man, what you think the difference is this year, going into this year as opposed to going into last year when, you know, what kind of feelings you got as far as, you know, are you a little, not so much what your expectations are, but what do you feel, what are you optimistic about, put it that way?
Optimistic, the secondary. Secondary,
oh, yeah.
On paper, I love the secondary. Let's see, running back situation right now is healthy on paper. Because after that Jet game, you know, with Andre Brown, after Andre Brown got hurt, it was like, damn it, you know? But, you know, I mean, the offensive line, I want to see cohesiveness, man. But I really, you know, the run game, the first string, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, after the Jennings run, outside of the Jennings run, I can't see another run that was that good on the first string offense. I ain't talking about second quarters 2 through 4. I'm talking about quarter one.
I got to go back to something J-Rock, I think, said it, man. You know, we really, really got to explore some more depth or change before the season opener on the left tackle side, because I know they held back Will Beatty, but we can't work with Charles Brown, man. That shit can't work that way.
Can't do it. Can't work with him.
Can't do it.
That's a sin before
can't
fucking God.
Him.
Question. Sorry.
Can't coach him.
Can't coach him.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't work with him. Can't do it. We can't do that, man. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. We gotta try something else, man. There's this other cat. I didn't even see him in the game. Yes, I did, but I don't remember anything he did. Brewer. Brewer's supposed to be the other backup.
Oh,
other.
Nah, he was all right. He was okay.
I didn't remember what he did.
Wow,
not saying good, but let me tell you something. Anything got to be better with Charles
Brown. He wasn't
Brown.
Worse. He wasn't worse. He was all right. Brewer was okay.
I mean, come on, man. I wasn't feeling Charles Brown. That shit bothered me, man.
Nah.
Except for the one play.
It was a really.
You talking about James Big Head Brewer.
Big Head. Yeah, he held his own for this little rep he got.
Big Head, I need to be a Brewer. Brewer.
I don't know, man. I hope Bailey is getting... I hope
man, that's the answer for you. I don't know about fucking Brewer. Brewer, yeah. Brewer is terrible, man.
He is, man. I'm talking Brown to me. I didn't really see Brewer. I don't really, like I said, I remember.
You don't got to remember Brewer. Just remember last year, because Brewer was one of those starters.
Right.
Yeah,
just go back. Just go back to regular season. He's horrible.
Well, wait a minute. Now that we're on the line, who do you see? What does your line look like right now? If you had to choose the starters, what's your line look like? This question for anybody. What's your line look like? I would say, you know, sight unseen, big from left to right. Say I don't know, Beatty, Swartz, Walton. Mosley and Pugh, right?
Yeah.
That's
pretty much.
That's it.
Okay. I don't remember. I know they hey, that kid Richburg was looking good for a little while.
I love Richburg, man.
Richburg looked good.
And who else did I see that I liked, man? I saw somebody else that was all right for a minute. Who else was that? I can't remember right now.
Schwartz?
No.
Yeah, I saw Swartz, but that's not what I'm thinking about.
Swartz looked like he's still a little hurt, man.
Yeah.
And who's our tight end, man?
We ain't got a tight end, dog. We ain't got no tight end, dog.
I'll play it. I don't know what we're going to do there, man. That's crazy.
Tell me, Davis looked more athletic than I thought. I like what I've seen out of. Janelle ain't do too bad. Everybody else, I don't know what the hell.
I don't either.
Hey, Chris, my question to you, though.
Yeah.
How do we get Richburg in the game? Because you saw him in the Hall of Fame game. That dude was doing his thing.
He was doing his thing, right?
Yeah, I don't understand why he was so great at low in pro football focus.
I don't know.
I don't know what – see, that's, I think this is one of the Kaufman things, man. I don't think it's so much – look. They said that he could play all five positions if he wanted to. He's that versatile. Okay?
Okay.
Now, but he's primarily a center. Right? So, but we already got Walton there. Now, my question, and this is just a question now, because normally I got to answer this shit, but this is a question. This is a question. If we got two great centers like this, or decent centers like that, and Eric Kerman ain't that damn bad either, by the way, if you want to go depth-wise.
Spend it.
All right.
IHOP.
Suspended four games for PEDs.
Did somebody need to move over to left tackle, man, but behind Beatty, man? Because I'm telling you, I got to say, I'm going to bring it up again. I'm tired of this Charles Brown, dude. I can't work with this dude.
You got to shuffle the line, then. I don't think they want to shuffle the line, though.
They don't want to play musical chairs again, but I think
they don't want to do that.
I mean,
unfortunately, they don't want to do that.
If they can't go, they're going to have to. And I think that you use either Pugh, throw him on at left tackle, or at right tackle, or even this, you throw Pugh at left tackle, and then you throw John Jerry at right. Something like that.
Option
and that's
number
the
one.
Other
option
guy.
Option number one is better. Option number one was better.
Number one is better.
I like you both. John Jerry is the other guy that you was trying to mention that also did good on the second team offensive line.
Right. Right.
Option number one. I like option number one.
I like option number one, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would move Pugh to left. I put left guard. We gotta get Richburg in there, man.
Schwartz at right tackle. You got
Schwartz at right tackle. You're right. 6'6".
Got Mosey at the other guard, and then you go with Walton. You know what I'm saying? Charles Brown got to go, dude. Charles Brown got to go.
You could do something with that line right there.
I hope he got his backpack. He made me nervous, man. He made me nervous. You know, is it, you know, Eli might have to go through that shit that his brother went through, man, a couple of years ago with the neck because of this motherfucker's malfeasance. You know, I just had a problem with him. He got the gut. It ain't going to work. And if he can't go right now, there's no way to move him, then they got to move him somewhere around in that line that he can't be blindsided, man, because it ain't working.
No doubt. And again, man, like I said, he don't do too bad in the run department, man. But pass blocking, he is terrible. Terrible.
It's bad.
I know I beat that horse to death, man. But truth be told, he was the main source of my frustration watching that shit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He was, because he just stood out. His non, whatever the hell it is, just stood out to me.
His non-blocking.
How about that? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Open season blocking.
Because this is very important. This is the Giants we talk about, man. You got to have fucking offensive linemen on the Giants. We don't get soft over here.
They're not going to reshuffle, unfortunately, man. They need to, but they won't. They need to, but they won't.
No, I think they will. I think they will if Beatty not ready, but I think Beatty is ready. That's why I think that they doing that. Beatty's ready. Like Jordan told me. He said, yo, no, Beatty's good. They doing this. This is by design.
But then again, you know, like Jay, you said, man, you know, I hope this is a situation where McAdoo's just continuing his, what do you call it, evaluation process and shit. You know, he's marking this down. He's checking this out. He's putting this statement down. He's asking this question upstairs, blah, blah, blah.
I truly believe.
He said, blah, blah, blah.
Because this shit, that was ugly. I'm glad I didn't take that.
I truly believe that we're going to see more out of this offense. And maybe not this next game. I don't think it's going to be this next game either. Not against the Colts. But I think the last two games, we're going to see a lot of this off.
We got you.
I didn't even pay attention to the preseason. Who we got next? We got the Colts and who else?
We got the Colts. I think we got the Jets last. I don't know who we got.
Colts, Jets, Patriots.
Oh, it's Jets, Patriots? So Patriots last?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So are they treating game 3 or game 4 as the dress rehearsal game?
Okay.
You know what?
What's that?
This is the game that Eli should be passing. I'm going to tell you why. Because the Colts is not so scary when it comes to pass rushing and their DBs and whatnot. I'm not too afraid of them.
So I think that this game is the one that we should be passing, because if you do it on the Jets, I'm not too keen on that. Them Jets, man, them Jets are moved. Their defensive line is beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell y'all right now, I watched that game, and I was like, oh, shit. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. I'm not trusting that running the ball against them. It's not going down.
So Jets is Saturday, and after that, I mean, Colts is Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jets is Friday.
Okay, all right.
I mean, well, matter of fact, maybe you do pass on the Jets, though, since, you know what I mean, I wouldn't want to run against them. I wouldn't want to have them pass rushing either, because I'm kind of afraid of that, man. I seen Harris bust up the middle, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Muhammad Wilkinson looked good. Sheldon Richardson looked good. That's your name, right? Sheldon Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked that Michael Vick looked so goddamn good.
Oh, Michael Vick looks really, really good.
That blew my mind. I didn't know he was going to be looking that good.
I didn't think so neither. I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Gino better watch out. But Gino made some nice throws in that game, though.
Yeah, he did. But I think his job's gone right now.
Yeah, they kinda gushy over Vic right now, ain't they?
Yeah.
Got a little giddy about him. Lex Ryan, that's what he was envisioning when he brought in Tebow. He was envisioning this exact.
They brought in who?
Tebow. That's where he wanted people to
match
for.
Oh, but don't start that, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna start it because it'll start a long debate with me. Because I'm kind of a pro Tebow. I criticize him too, bro. I'm kind of pro Tebow.
You know,
as a passing quarterback?
Huh?
As a passing quarterback?
No, as a winner.
Okay.
As a winner.
I got you.
He won himself.
He said, what position is that?
Whatever position.
So why didn't he just play tight end and just stay in the NFL? He could have been
exactly.
on the Patriots.
He could have played
quarterback. He wanted to be a quarterback.
He could have played H-back.
He could have played a thrown H-back.
He could do anything he wants. But he wants to be a quarterback.
And yep. So there's where the dilemma lies.
He's not a quarterback.
Let me rephrase
with
myself.
Your NFL
he
career.
Can do anything he wants MC. Besides throw the ball.
Hey, look, check this out. Let's talk about this illegal contact thing. Okay? And y'all know that shit came because of the Seahawks. Success.
Legionary
Delete
and
the Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. And, but see, it seems like they're going to call, the refs are going to call shit on every fucking play now when they with this new thing, man.
There's a flag party.
That's why I said it's not good for Hosey, man.
Yeah.
Hosey is very touchy feely.
Flag
party. He's all in his emotions.
Yeah, but see, now, with the Giants approved your secondary, what does it mean for us, though? You know, what can it mean for? Yeah, good. Somebody was gonna
say you still play aggressive. Zebo, and them, you still play aggressive, man. Yo, you won't get the flag, so what? You got to play a 50-50, man. You got to play your game. You can't sit there and let up. As soon as you let up, you're going to get a chunk.
That's true.
You got to play your game, yo.
So, I think the players believe that. I don't think coaches believe that, though. They ain't going to say, you know.
How does Fuel adjust to that? How does Perry Fuel adjust to that?
Man, I don't think they're gonna be calling as much flags as they've been calling so far, because they've been calling.
Nah, they're trying to set the tone right now. They're setting the tone right now.
Oh, they know. Believe it.
And then they let up when it's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But once the season go on, it's not gonna be so many calls.
Nah, it's just like catching a speeding ticket, God. It's a quota.
Yep.
Take it a ticket like that. Yeah, man. Make sure you get your seatbelts on. Yeah, man. They're going to enforce it maybe the first month or two, but I mean, after that, I don't give a fuck.
Yep. And they did. They did.
Loud about this shit right now. Every time I read something, Rex Ryan got a really big problem with it. He's like, let the guys play. Let the guys play. Fuck all this. Don't be throwing. If it's a penalty, it's a penalty. But that's it. Let them play. Don't let them be able to bang each other, get in each other's face, you know. And a lot of coaches are going to do that kind of thing. But there's also going to be the coaches that are going to play both sides of that, you know, bitch about it and then defend it, and then bitch about it and defend it like Belichick. I'm sure you'll do that. I'm pretty positive you will, you know. Then you got Pete Carroll's going to be one of them cats, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what Coughlin's going to think, though. And
man, Coughlin is so old school, he's going to be like, man, keep playing your game.
Yeah. But, you know, the whole difference is with the new rule is the DB just has to be aware when the ball's in the air. That's
right.
It. You got to turn and make a play on the ball. Once you turn your head to the ball, you're good. If you get caught with your back to the ball, you're going to get called. That's just it. That's just
like,
what it is.
Who was that last night that got caught like that? With
Mosley.
That's right.
And like that's what I say, yo. This
they had one on Bowman, too, though.
The only thing implemented is not good for Hosey, man. Because it's going to make him look like he's not even supposed to make this 53 man with this last man.
This is by design, y'all. It's all by design because this is all about, it goes back to the Super Bowl, man. They want that dollar, man. They know what they're doing. They're playing chess, man. They want Peyton Manning to go.
Peyton
Manning got embarrassed in that Super Bowl, man. This is about
the second time with Peyton Manning. Last time it was with Ty Law and him. The second time.
Yep.
You're going to throw those flags, man. How Perry Fields going to adjust, I don't know. You got to get pressure, man. We need a pass rush, man. We need that pressure.
Well, there's many to choose from. I guess we'll find out somewhere in the next three games.
But I tell you right now, I make it hell for the slot receiver because he's going to catch it.
Yeah, lay him out.
Catch it, boy.
Yeah, so, you know.
Hey, off topic, fellas. What about that Johnny Manziel? Anybody see that yet?
Hey, man, you're getting too much press, man.
Yo, especially when the first quarterback looked just as good as he did.
Hoyer looked good.
Hoyer looked real good, but damn, man, I think they made too much of this, man.
Yeah,
well, you know.
Barring injury, I don't think he gets the job.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's why I say Houston should have drafted him number one.
Yeah.
He's from Texas.
I thought Dallas was going to take him.
I didn't think that was happening because, yo, all set aside, yo, you know, he does get a lot of press. You know what I mean? He's already looking like he's a diva quarterback. You know what I'm saying? But all that aside, man, this guy knows how to play football. And that's all I said. The whole draft process, people that don't like him killed me about it. But what I'm telling people is, he played football, and that's a football player right there. And I do not see him ending up like a Tim Couchall or the rest of them. He's going to make something out of Cleveland, watch. He's going to make a name
for
Cleveland.
Yo, Cleveland ain't too shabby, boy.
That defense on him? That defense, right?
Wow.
The Lions offense couldn't get it going, though. Couldn't not get it going.
Yeah, no. I saw Eric Ebron struggle. Team Ebron, where you at? Wave your hand.
Yeah,
that
man
back, was out there looking bad.
I'm still clinging. I'm still clinging on Team Ebron.
Yo, take that hand you waving and sit on it. That was terrible.
Right. Spot on that motherfucker.
Now, what happened,
great
man? Tell me about that. What was that? Ebron.
Blocking, catching the ball.
Catching, he can't catch.
Yeah.
He drops balls like he's T.O.
I'm not saying he can't catch. I'm just saying he had a really bad game. That was really bad.
They had him
in
the
backfield.
Like
was T.O.
out there.
Damn.
Yeah, because I was wondering why he wasn't.
Golden Tate looked good, man.
I'm going to tell you why I'm asking about Ebron. Because about 3 days before the draft, he was on our short list as possibly the cat to catch if Luan wasn't going to be there.
Nah, I think in our offense he would have flourished, though.
in our offense?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
How so? Explain yourself, homie. Let me hear that.
The only reason why I think he would have flourished is because
we need somebody to stretch the field.
Hold on, family. We need somebody to stretch the field. So the kid got that speed. We really don't have too many tight ends with that speed. Larry Donnell is kind of peaking. That's the only thing we got.
Okay, that I understand, but Ebron's thing. Why can't he? Why isn't he flourishing in whatchamacallit's offense right now, Lions or whatever?
Because they actually treating him like he's supposed to be. They splitting him out wide. They're doing all that. What we would have him doing, we would straight have him from the root, straight blocking.
Okay. All right. That's what I'm. All right.
I've seen him a lot in the backfield, though. What was up with that? And his
but he was chipping. He was like a chip. He was like a chip. Turning around. He didn't look good, man. It just didn't look good. It didn't look like it fit him.
It did not, Did not. But, yeah, Cleveland's defense is all right, yo.
That is really front seven. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was impressed. Real impressed. And I know when I called into you guys' show about the Saints, man, that run game for the Saints, man.
Yeah, man. Ingram looked good, don't he?
He ran hard.
Yeah, Ingram looked like a beast right now.
Yeah, he
did. I'm trying to go around. Let me think of what I saw.
No wonder why they dumped off Sproles. Like, yeah, here you go. We don't need him no more.
Whoa.
Nah, they really didn't.
Nah. What about the other games? Have y'all seen any other games over the weekend besides off?
Let's go.
Yo, the only thing I can say about that, I saw the, we talked about the Patriots Redskins. The Redskins defense look hard body. Yo, from the ones to the threes, man. I was like, God damn, they getting pressure everywhere.
Who that linebacker?
Yo, I don't know know who the second ones are, but I know it's like a Rakpo.
And Carrigan, right?
Carrigan. And what's the kid name? I can't remember his name right now.
I know.
And they don't even got Hatchet in there yet.
Sure. The Rock left, didn't he?
Who? Rodney who?
Rocky McIntosh. Didn't he leave?
Yeah, he's gone.
There you go.
But you know who they got? They got Brandon Merriweather back there and Ryan Clark.
Yeah, they some headhunters, y'all. They some headhunters.
Keenan Robinson, they middle,
Rambo. Yo, they got a nice little squad, but son, they was looking physical though. That one was surprising me because from the one to the three, they were all physical.
That's what like. Everybody's saying, well, yeah, I mean, with this division, we should be all right and all that. And, yeah, I mean, people looking at Dallas, and Dallas don't look too good defensively. The Eagles is, but I'm looking at the Redskins like, huh.
Yeah, yo, Kirk Cousins demanded the offense. I don't know. To me, I think he should be the starter. We talk about RG3 dynamics and this and
that.
Kirk Cousins looked like the deal.
Yeah, Cousins is nice.
But they got a new coach in Washington, man. They got Gruden's brother, man, and he's a player's player.
And you know what? I think Cousins fits Gruden's system better than
Gruden. Yeah, I think he do too.
Yeah. Yeah, that, will you change the culture, man, and your boys are amped like that, it can do some damage to you. I mean, it could do some damage to the rest of the players. Is what I'm saying. I mean, to the rest of the damn teams in the league. What I'm saying. I keep thinking about when Kurt Warner and them came out of nowhere though that year, and him and Marshall Faulk and all, and then Torrey Holt and all that just ran shit for the Rams. Man, they was like fucking unbeatable.
I
just
nobody really knew what the hell Mike Marsh was coming out with at that time. Mike Marsh was like coming out with some crazy shit.
That was
like, yo, what the hell is going on? Like, you couldn't stop it.
I know. You
yo, that was that college situation, man.
He was coming with that spring body. He was coming with those ending in the round. Torrey Holtz, they was doing all kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
Isaac Gross, they was doing all kind of crazy stuff. Even on the, they were doing trick punts and all kind of stuff.
But, yo, Isaiah Hakeem at the slot was getting beat.
Yep. That's so crazy.
Beat.
Belichick, stop that dynasty shit real quick, though, bro. I remember that shit. That shit was funny as hell, though, man. They the Super Bowl, they announced every one of the players and offense, all the starters, I mean, offense and defense, man, each of the Rams. And then they announced fucking Patriots as a team. They said the New England Patriots, they all came out together. No one-by-one individual shit. They came out there yelling, ranting and raving and going crazy and shit. And they had just got in that motherfucker because of the Tuck rule. And they came in there, and they took all that shit away from the Rams. Rams, they've been shit since. You know?
Yeah.
That was kind of nuts. But,
yeah.
And that's what Gruden is about.
At this point in time, you could say the Giants are definitely the Patriots.
Right.
You could just
say.
Never. We're not cheaters.
When is the last time they beat us? I think it was the preseason game.
When was the last time they won a Super Bowl? Ever since that Spygate stuff got revealed. They haven't won a Super Bowl after that.
True.
That's right.
But, you know, they're notorious for scooping players to try to get schemes. You know, that's what they do.
Yeah, man. They're notorious for scooping players who are hurt. Like, why do you want this hurt player? I don't understand that logic.
They want information.
That's right.
Yeah,
they do have an easier conference, too, though, man.
That's what the CIA do.
True.
They have an easier conference.
I know, man. So they, I don't know about that.
I was going to say about that Rams thing, you know, and Mike Mutz, man. Once you keep that film, once they got that film on you, though, it's a wrap.
It takes an awesome.
They know your little tendencies and all that. It's a wrap.
Yeah, but so that's what we should have the advantage at.
Nobody knows our tendencies. Yes,
they don't know nothing.
Come out and surprise people with it.
And I know everybody's still looking like, damn, they don't want two games, but we don't even really know what the office is about.
Right.
Maybe people like me should stop bitching, saying I want to see more, and maybe they should keep that shit under wraps like that. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, that's how Chris Kelly and them did it.
Nah, Chris, I'm with you, man. I want to see some passing, man. I want pass damn ball.
I don't want to see everything that we're going to bring.
You don't have to show anything. You can play a basic offense, but pass the ball.
You don't have to show your play. You don't have to show your hand.
They tried to do it the first game.
A little bit of passing. Not so much, but a little bit.
He can show me a left tackle.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the reason why I'm like, okay, I understand why they're not passing. They got Charles Brown in there.
Show me a left tackle.
I think I'll wait until Baby gets in, and then I will want some passing. Once Baby is there, then I'll want passing.
Just laughing at my ass over here.
So is Odell Beckham Jr. playing the Jet game? That's when he's coming back?
Well, apparently he's supposed to be practicing this week, man.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I don't think he's going to play against the Colts, but yeah, maybe the Jets.
I don't know. I mean, to be honest, I don't need to see him. Just let him rest. Let him do what he got to do to get back on the field. That's the reason why he's hurt in the first place.
To me, I wouldn't want to see him until we play the Patriots, the last game.
Exactly.
But you got to get in somewhat football shape. You know what I'm saying? Got to get in football shape. But right now, I'll let that shit heal as long as I can.
So forecasting, Eli won't even play that game, so it's going to be Nassib and Painter taking reps with
with Odell Beckham Jr. in the Patriot game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but see, my thing is, I understand. What I was saying earlier was I understand Beckham is A-ready, okay? But, dude, this is preseason. Give me two series.
Yeah.
Give me one.
Give me one.
Go out there and feel what a professional football fucking cornerback feels like, you know?
Exactly.
Let me ask you this. So you rush him back and he gets hurt again, then what? Now you're crying again, right? Now you're crying again.
I didn't say rush him back. Okay, right? I didn't say rush him back. Rush him back implies put him back in the fucking game full time. I didn't say that. I said
Rushing him back isn't even having to run it at all in on game time and game play.
He's got to feel of what he's going to be up against.
Hey,
he can
handle
it.
He can My fault, man. Go ahead. Speak your point.
No. Go ahead. Make that point. That's the point I'm trying to make. I think we might be saying almost the same thing. My point is,
you just can't rush anything back like this, and you don't want him to be running hard body, trying to make cuts in a live game, and then he hammers it again, and we sitting here talking about, oh, he's gone for 6 weeks. Oh, now we never going to see him.
Dude, the difference between, say, him and probably a veteran that ain't played in a minute, you take I don't know, Will Beatty, all right?
Mm.
Is that Will Beatty already is a professional player. He's been in the mix already. His body has got to get used to being back on the field as opposed to knowing techniques, knowing what play. How the fuck you say it? What I'm trying to say for Beckham is, he don't know what's out there professionally yet.
He doesn't have that on-field experience.
Some reps on a practice field. Do some shit, some whatever kind of drills that they have training, whatever training they've had so far.
He needs that game experience.
Just one goddamn series.
It doesn't matter. They're going to run the ball anyway.
Exactly.
No shit.
Just put him out there and do what Cruz do. Just
but
go
he
out,
need to go out there and play that somehow, because the first time he get out there in lines and somebody knocks his head off, we going to regret that shit. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say come bring him back. Cause I don't want him back like that either. Not full throttle. None of these cats. Because I'm worried. Hey, look, my concern is the Lions. First game of the season. Not the friggin' whoever the hell we play next week.
Right. Oh, the Colts, yeah. I know what you mean.
The Colts, yeah. I ain't too amped on the Colts. I just want him to come in. He needs to know what he's like.
My thing is, if you want him to play in Detroit, let that damn hamstring heal.
I don't think his shit is that fucked up. I think he's 20 years old, got a bad hamstring, and I think what the Giants is doing is holding him, you know, like, basically using them like a hothouse flower, only letting the motherfucker out for air and then at nighttime. I think it's one of them shits. You know?
What does that benefit them, though?
Well, it does.
You got and everybody in the press saying, you know what I mean, how upset that he can't practice. You know what I'm saying?
What
benefits him?
Jay, you know how I feel about
No. That's shakes, boy.
Oh, good. You know how I feel about sports media, man. Now, that's another story. But look, all I'm saying is I think the cat needs to feel the feels a little bit. One series, test it. If it ain't to his liking, take his ass off again. That's all.
My thing is, I don't want to see it against the Colts, and I don't want to see it against the Jets. Patriots, maybe. Otherwise than that, no.
All right. Fair enough.
But then he don't have no experience then. He's going to throw him out there on the first
game?
That's
all I wanted him to do.
He don't need it.
He's a rookie. What do you mean he don't need to have experience?
He doesn't need to have experience right now. If he's there for week one, he's good. Because you act like, you know what I mean, he's going to be our number one receiver. Or even our number two.
If he doesn't have any experience on the field, why even put him out there if he has no experience, no preseason experience, nothing? Just throw him out there for the first game?
He's a football player, and he's a 12th overall pick.
And he's hurt.
So he
has a hamstring.
If he's a 12th overall pick, is he worth it?
My opinion is, if y'all do that and y'all throw him in a series against the Colts, please,
Y'all better pray and hope that it don't hamper his hamstring even
more. I'm not saying against the Colts.
That's all I'm saying. I'm saying some kind of
game time experience. If you're saying he's a football player, why even play Eli then?
Why play
any of these starters? If they football players, they've been out there longer. Eli's
they
a 10-year vet, 11-year vet.
That can hamper you for a whole season. Do any of them have that? Because whoever has the hamstring injuries are not out there besides Randall.
He's a football player. He should be out there.
True or false? Everybody with hamstring injuries are not playing all practice. True or false? It hampers you.
Play out
it's
there.
Not like every other injury. It hampers and lingers.
Put that play out.
I don't want to watch him back, not for no damn series, just to see him and look cute. No, I don't want to do it.
Put that player out there for a series.
What do you think is on his mind right now? What do you think? Is he saying to himself, I got this. All I got to do is get my hamstring ready, and then I know I could, you know, I know that my cuts are right. I know I pretty much know the playbook. I know exactly how, what kind of defense the Eagles and the Vikings and all these and the Lions. I know what they're gonna throw at me. What is he thinking right now? You think he got his money, but he ain't played a fucking game yet. What do you think? What's on his mind?
He ain't play a snap.
He
ain't see
a
ball get snapped yet.
What's on his mind?
He wants to show something. He wants to play.
He wants to play, and he wants to play in the preseason.
He wants to play at least a series.
A series, exactly.
A series.
He's going to play two preseason games. He's going to play against the Jets, and he's going to play against the Patriots. Unfortunately, Shakes, yes, he will play against the Jets. It's going to happen.
Well, I think he will
play against the Colts.
He's
got to
get something in there. He got to get something.
He's going to get two.
I'm just hoping that don't make it linger. Just please, just don't. Where we sitting here like Steve Smith when he came in, and we don't see him till week 10. I'm just hoping that's not the case. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
Wow, Steve Smith.
Yeah.
I didn't think about Steve Smith.
What y'all thought about Ruben Randall yesterday too?
Because I believe that was a hamstring injury too, if I can recall.
It was. So you know.
What y'all thought about Ruben Randall?
He caught like two passes, right?
He dropped one, though. Clean out his hands.
Yeah, I was like, man.
The next play, he dropped one. He's like a Sour Patch Kid.
Drop, man.
I don't know. I don't remember. Let me ask you something. Is Ruben good? Ruben Randall always, you know, I don't know how to say this, man.
I like the kid. I like him.
He bothers me sometimes, though, man. I think it's probably just the problem, you know, just as a result of what happened last year that I feel that kind of way. But I don't know, man. I think his job getting ready to get took, man.
By who?
I don't know yet. That's just it.
Nah,
he should be thriving right now knowing Odell Beckham got the injury. He should be trying to show something.
But really, he got injured at the wrong time, and then they didn't put him in there who didn't have too many looks with him. They put him in there definitely with Nassib a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Eli, you know, when he could get in, but that's about it. You know what I'm saying? He's been serviceable by need.
Man.
All right.
Look, fellas, we are a victim of an installation of a new offense, man. I think we're getting a little too antsy about what we need to see and what we want and too many questions. But this is really, you should really give this a year, but we're trying to rush that.
But do you blame us, man?
Mm-mm.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, after the kind of year we had last year,
yeah.
You know, which...
But that's why the change was necessary. And so we're going through the change. And as you're going through the change, you got to understand there's going to be complications, especially with a quarterback who's only been taught in one system.
Exactly. And I've been saying that for weeks. There's going to be some growing pains, man. Don't expect this to be, like, instant. instant coffee, man, when he get out there in that first game.
They folded, folks.
Yeah.
Oh.
With that said, we still better make the playoffs.
Yo, it just depends on if we get hot at the right time, just like all
I
the time.
I get 10 wins. Just need 10.
Just like all the time. I think I'm calling it. I'm calling that 10-6, man. You know, oh, Shakes and all the boys got me hold to it. 10-6.
Need 10.
You know what I'm saying? Because that defense
10.
Is just too hard body. That defense is hard body.
I'm telling y'all now, man. If we don't make the playoffs, man, Hayes needs to roll. New regime. Mm-hmm. Everybody. I mean, everybody.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I
say get one more year after this.
No. No. It's a wrap.
I say give one more year.
How long are we going to have to deal with this mediocrity, right?
Man.
How long?
One more
year.
You want one more year of mediocrity?
Because if you come and clean everything right now,
no, man.
You're going to really be going through a lot of growing pains because you don't know what's coming up.
No.
Everybody's changing again.
Look, man, if you go 6-10, I mean, shit. How worse can you get?
I mean, fellas, all you need to do is win 4
in the division. We have not made the playoffs in a few years, dude.
Yeah, but I'm not putting us at 6-10. You really took it there.
Nah, that's 6-10.
This is what I'm
you took it there because we lost 0-6 and still made it salvageable, dude. Hold ground for a minute. We ain't looking like the Jacksonville Jaguars in a minute. You need to chill with that, fam. Like, oh.
0-6 didn't look like it.
Nah, not the way we finished off.
We finished off because
it doesn't even matter what we
gave us.
Because
the football time
we still did it.
Wins.
It was an NFL
gave
season.
Us those wins.
All the rest of that is commentary. It was an NFL season. We finished off.
If it wasn't for Beeson, and
that's commentary,
teams
son.
And teams
they finished
not
the
having
season.
Their starting quarterback, teams not having their starting quarterback against us.
They finished the season. This is the NFL
Think about
season.
Green Bay. Think about Green Bay, Minnesota, all those teams that we had
Whatever.
To play without no.
Yo,
just like
Kelsey Cole said, yeah, I benefited off of sacks from Clowney, and so.
True.
It's not impressive. And now, if we would have made the playoffs, then that's cool, but. Dude, we did not make the playoffs last
yo,
year.
We
didn't make it before that.
We lost six games and still had the chance off of one game and didn't win that
Heads
game.
Heads needs to roll, Black. Heads needs to roll.
Yo, chill, son. Chill, son. Put your pistol away, man. Tuck it.
Nah, yo. Put a bullet right in his head. Put a bullet in his head. Everybody. Try to bob them all. They needs to go. 6-10 ain't going to happen.
That's crazy.
That's not what.
6-10 is crazy right now.
6-10. Hey, look, this is the NFL, and not fucking losing at 6-10. That's what it means.
Just blow it up.
That ain't gonna happen.
8-8. Y'all think 8-8? Y'all think your job safe?
Say again.
No.
I'm gonna say yes.
8-8 is gone. I'm sorry, Black. You can go ahead and cling on to Coughlin and Reese and company all you want to. 8-8, they're gone. Mara is not having this no more.
Nah, Mara's not having it, man. They need to go 10.
They could go 10.
And everybody else is
not 8-8, though.
I'm tired of this mediocrity.
Yeah, I don't think they go 8-8.
Something needs to change.
I don't think they go 8-8.
Nah, 8-8. Nah, man.
Last year should have been an 8-8.
I'd go with that. Yeah,
I'm telling you, kid.
That was the worst
I've ever seen.
They
got to
get 4 in the division.
And they still got Reese and company in the
office. We got a better team this year, family.
Y'all were here last year.
We got a better team this year. Last year's team, I was looking with a question mark. We got a better team this year.
I don't think we're going 8-8. I don't think we're going 9-7 or 6-10. I said 11-5. But I'm telling you this.
If we go 8-8, Ted needs to roll.
They're not gonna roll because it's a new offense. They ain't gonna do anything.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was a fifth, we'd be all fucked up in this room right now. So, yo, I ain't with all that. I'm just telling you, we got a better team this year.
Yeah.
No, we do have a better team. We do. But again, yo, with this better team, if we go 8-8, they need to go.
What about the division game?
Everybody needs to go. Coughlin, everybody. Reese, Coughlin,
everybody. Everybody, J-Rock. Coughlin, the Water Boy, everybody. Jerry Reese, Mark Ross, everybody needs to go.
Nah, all right. You don't want that.
Then who do we become?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You don't want that.
Then who do we become after that?
You do not want that.
You have a whole new regime.
You do not want that.
It's what I want. If we go 8-8, I want a breath of fresh air. New people, new faces.
Mm-mm. I don't want that, though. I'm not down with that.
I'm sorry, fellas. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to go with my boy. If we go 8-8, there needs to be a fucking house cleaning.
It do.
Okay.
I think that's too early.
And I'm going to tell you why.
That's
if we keep
early.
On going on with this mediocrity and keep on praising it and having these guys still have a job.
That's right. That's right.
You
got to
be accountable of your mistakes, man. You got to be accountable. You can't just say, oh, we got a new system. We'll give them another chance. No.
Then you're going to see a whole lot of whoever comes in here is going to want their own quarterback. You ain't going to see Eli playing no more. You're going to see new quarterback. You're going
to
see new everything.
What I'm thinking is that if that is the case, I want Coward and company in. And if you think Coward comes in and say, I don't want Eli, you're crazy.
Hell yeah, why not? Eli is going to be his, 12th year? Come on. Well, I'm going to keep him for what? I can trade him away?
I don't see
it's too early. It's still too early. It's even before the contract. Everything. It's too early. Yeah, they don't move like that. I'm telling you, they don't move like that.
They move different.
They don't move like the Cleveland Browns, my brother.
And I
don't do that. They're going to wait one more year, and already have a backup plan after that.
I don't see them cleaning house. Nah, not this year.
How would they go 8-8? So how many division wins we need to get at minimum to get to 10? 4-2?
We need 4-2.
4-2, man.
I signed up for that. 2 against the Cowboys at least, right?
Yeah.
With Eagles and Redskins.
Not at least, but 2 against the Cowboys. You don't have to worry about that.
2 against the Cowboys and split with the Eagles and Redskins. Yep. That's what we need.
I don't think they're that bad. I think they can run it.
Undefeated?
5-1 was straight, too. I take 5-1, too.
Undefeated? If we go undefeated, we win in 12 games.
We go undefeated. Right. Everybody's staying. Nobody's getting fired.
That's true.
Yeah, we got to win those other games. You got other
undefeated. You probably go to Coughlin and say, what do you want? You want another year? You want another two? How long do you think you want to go? You give me 12 games. You give me 12 games, everybody stays. But
everybody
I'm telling you this, man, we don't go to the playoffs this year. I'm very pro, and everybody needs to go. That's just my thing. And you can disagree all you want to. I don't care. But my thing is, if we don't make the playoffs this year, which looking past last 6 seasons, barring the Super Bowl year, we have not made the playoffs. So, excuse me, like I said, they need to roll.
Okay.
Got to get that first game at Detroit, though. Got to get at Detroit.
I'm telling you, that's not going to be too easy. I think we pull it out, but I'm telling you right now,
it's not
going to
be easy. I agree.
It's going to be a tough go.
Because after that, you got the Cardinals at home. You got, the Texans at home. Then you at Washington. You got to at least be 3-1 after 4 games, in my opinion.
I agree.
I think you should be at least 5-2 by the damn bye week.
By the bye, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We have to be. We're going to get for 10.
Go to bye.
Yep. Yeah, for the 10, you got to be.
Because after the bye, it's a gauntlet, man.
Oh, it gets rough. Oh, it gets rough. Rough. I mean, we got Seattle and San Francisco back to back. Like, what the fuck? Who does that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a gauntlet. Team, that whole that first November, that's a gauntlet, man.
I think we got a strong team. I think we got the kind of team that people are overlooking. I think all the so-called experts in Vegas or whatever are overlooking. I think we got something special that you know what? I'm starting to think more and more since we've been talking, man, about maybe, you know, maybe they are holding back a little bit. Maybe they are not playing their whole card right now just so they can try to figure out and get a good feel of what they're going to do next and what the secret term I'm trying to use here? Secret syndrome is, you know what I mean?
Secret formula?
Yeah, secret formula.
Yeah.
You going to Space Jam?
Yeah. So,
it's the secret stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
so
but
I
that's
think
the only thing about that, though, man, because they kind of did this last year. I understand installing the run because we need that, but, yo, they were talking about all the passing games going to be there, the big plays going to be there. Dude, outside of that Cowboy game last year, the first joint, it was not there at all. First six games. Outside of the Cowboy game, it was not there. And we can't count the Cowboy defense. They stink.
Mm-hmm.
What line did we have?
Hold up, man. I'll be right there. I'll be right back there.
We had no line to be comfortable in any passing game. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's part of it. And that's, I think that's part of the run game, too, though. Them, you know, running the rock like they are. That's part of
it.
It's the trickle down effect.
They always say it. You win in the trenches. O-line, D-line. That's where you win football games.
You're right. If you went in the trenches, you gotta bring in Richburg. Part of it, he's real good, man. You gotta get him in there. He's a young boy too. He pushes cats back to the second level. Look at that Hall of Fame game. He was pushing cats to the second level easily. You gotta get him in there. You can't have him second round draft pick. You can't have him on the bench.
Yeah.
And ain't like Walton is showing so much to me that I'm like, yo,
he's
got.
He got that going a lot.
But I mean, but say it's like Jordan said, he's taking 99% of the snaps at center. So if Richburg gets in, it's going to have to be at guard. It's going to have to be a right guard.
I don't think it is though, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't think so, and I don't think that they're going to do that. Like I said, if they throw him in, it will be at center, and they will throw him over Walton because of that. You know what I mean?
But they're not even giving no time at center. I mean, not at first team center.
That's why I think that Richburg fits. They might bring him in for jumbo package. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They might do that. But otherwise than that, Richburg will sit this year.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If he does get on the first team O-line, it's going to be at guard. It's not going to be at center.
Hey, gentlemen, we got under two minutes. Yeah, we got under 2 minutes, man. Your show... This week, tell the times, the phone number, how we can find you guys.
Go ahead, Jay. Hit
them up. Yeah, blogtalkradio.com/theshakedown. We come on weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the morning, and then in the afternoon, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We also do, since the preseason starts, we're going to do pregame shows right before the game, either Saturdays or Sundays. I think we'll be on this Saturday. We'll be on this Saturday. You can catch us on iTunes, the archives, iTunes, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Calling numbers 929-477-2686. And if you don't want to call in, hashtag the shakedown on Twitter. You can leave your comments and questions.
And tomorrow's show is All In or Nah. We got All In or Nah Monday. So that's tomorrow.
All right. All right, cool, man. Hey, Chris, you got any final thoughts?
Nah, man. It's a pleasure to be talking to y'all tonight, man, because I was depressed before this.
Therapy, brother. Therapy.
As long as we can help, Chris. As long as we can.
All right, y'all. Nah, I'm gonna get with y'all this week, then. I got all those digits. I got it. All right.
Yeah, we on next Sunday, Giants, 6 p.m. If you're a fan of the New York Knickerbockers or the NBA, we're on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Other than that, and we're doing a Yankee podcast later in the week. So, Bleed Blue Show. Thanks to the Shake It Down podcast being on.
Knickerbockers.
We'll see y'all next week.
All right.
Thanks.
All right,
Jeff.
All right, thanks, Steve.
All right. Bleed down. Bleed Blue all day.
I refuse to lose, Shorty. One.